watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Today was the first day of Parliament sitting for this term. All eyes are focused on Budget 2021 as well as COVID-19 specific measures. But this first day has already been shortened to a mere 3 hours. Now, is there going to be enough time in this sitting for an adequate deliberation of parliamentary business by our elected MPs? Joining us tonight is Fuzia Saleh, MP for Kuantan, Chief of PKR's Women's Wing, and she's also the former Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department. Good evening. Now, Fuzia, where do we stand on the decision today to shorten the Dewan Rakyat sittings? Is this going to be decided on a day-by-day basis? Are we going to be expecting for the rest of the week sitting to be only three-hour sessions?
Yeah, good evening, Melissa and Sharad. With regards to the session this week, actually this week is all about, it's just passing the bills. There's a few bills in line. So there was the minister in the Prime Minister's Department proposed that we end our session at 1 today due to two cases of COVID positive amongst the staff of the Dewan Negara. So admittedly the risks are there, and I think we do need time to deliberate on how we can do it effectively, at the same time on how we can ensure the safety of all our parliamentarian plus staff. So today, basically all party leaders agreed that we adjourn at 1, but I think we will go day by day basis. This week is not so crucial because this week we will not start the budget speech yet and the budget debate. The budget debate will actually start next Monday. So I think we have this week to find the best solution on how we can do it best, most effectively, how sessions should take place.
Fuzia, do you think that there was a missed opportunity, considering the pandemic is now, you know, 6 months, 7 months into it, and that we could have had some sort of hybrid situation, you know, virtual parliamentary sitting, things that are being done around the world? Do you think of it as a missed opportunity?
Yeah, I do agree with you there, Sharad, because we have been promoting this idea much earlier on. Even during the first parliament session in May. The hybrid situation, I think, is a good solution because actually we all of us need not be in the chambers. Our quorum is just about 26. I mean, we can take turns to be in the chambers while the rest of us can be in our office blocks. We can have a hybrid of both in chambers as well as be virtual meetings. We can follow the meetings from inside our office block. We have a new office block, by the way, and I think it is very, very possible to do that.
Okay, so that's what you're hoping to see. I'm just wondering, Fuzia, Batu MP, Pipa Prabhakaran, earlier today, he said that he hopes that the decision to shorten the Dewan Rakyat sitting to only 3 hours was not a political strategy to bury some of the motions brought by the opposition. Is this a position that you share? Are you concerned that this could be a political strategy?
On one hand, I am very concerned that this could be a political strategy, looking at the fact that the two negative, COVID-positive staffers are with the Dewan Negara senators, and they are not allowed in Parliament today. Everybody who enters Parliament would have done their test on Friday and would have had negative results. I personally feel that it is unnecessary to adjourn at 1 today. However, I do not want to undermine the risk. I feel that this is also a good opportunity to discuss with the speaker as well as other party leaders on how we can look into the hybrid solution.
Fuzia, what's it going to be important for you, apart from the budget, obviously, which has all kinds of dimensions to it? What other bills do you think are important? There's a lot of talk and reports about the possibility of something being passed in order to push back a general election. There's a lot of talk. I mean, but from your point of view, what's important?
From my point of view, I think Parliament, we as parliamentarian and Parliament as an institution owe it to the rakyat. We owe it to the rakyat to make decisions at the highest level, to debate on policies, to debate on bills, to pass bills, and to discuss what's best for the rakyat. So, well, there are lots of talks about this and that, but at the end of the day, we go by what's in the order paper.
Anything specifically that you're looking at?
You mean the budget?
Just for the other order papers, but we'll come to the budget in a sec. I just want to ask you if there are bills that you personally are championing in this sitting.
There are a few bills at the moment. We are looking at the on the Kooperasi, the amendment to the Kooperasi Act. However, there were a few bills that were promised to us to be brought into this session. One of it is a sexual harassment bill that was promised. And on my previous portfolio, there was supposed to be the Wakaf bill. And I think the Wakaf bill will be very helpful at this time of pandemic, because it was when I was in my position in the government, we were thinking about Wakaf, using Wakaf or endowment as a third sector of the economy. And I think it will come in very, very useful at this time of the crisis of the pandemic.
What else?
So these are things that I'm looking at.
Right. What else would you like to see specifically to help during this time of a pandemic? Would you like to see in the budget the issues that you think should be addressed?
Okay. With regards to the budget, Melissa, I think at the end of the day, the bottom line is for us to survive this crisis, for us to survive the pandemic, for all of us to come out as a nation triumphant. What does that mean, basically? What does that mean? It means that head of households are able to put food on the table. Jobs have been lost. People have suffered. Families have suffered. Children have suffered. Children suffer from malnutrition. Children have difficulties continuing with their education. We have to ensure that children continue can continue with their education even if they don't go to schools. We must ensure that food is there's food on the table for families, poor families. We must ensure that businesses can continue even though in a new normal, and we must ensure that there is cash flow in the economy. So these are basic things that we must ensure to make sure that we survive, this nation survive, or apart from the healthcare, on the healthcare front.
Fuzia,
all these are necessary.
Right, Fuzia, you know, because the elephant in the room, I think in the elephant in the chamber, will be the question of a confidence vote or a de facto no confidence vote in the government if the budget is not passed. I know the Pakatan Harapan parties have reached out for a kind of compromise. Confidence and supply agreement was put on the table. Do you think that's going to happen? Is the Perikatan National Government interested in reaching across the aisle to find some sort of consensus with all parties in Parliament?
Sharad, I always have this ideal about how budgets are formulated, how other democracies follow the procedure of budget appropriations, where we in Malaysia have never followed it. The government of the day have always got away with their budget. Regardless, whatever, however we debated in parliament, they will always pass their budget. So at a time like now, when the government, the present government of the day, is at its weakest, and they are very, very concerned about a vote of no confidence via the bill to oust the budget, I think this is a very good time to push the government, the present government, to go back to the best practice in formulating the budget. And I think here we are quite happy to contribute to make sure that we have the best budget for the people.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with us tonight, Fuzia. We really appreciate your time joining us on the show. We're going to take a quick break here on Consider This, but we'll be back with more in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.